Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up on this bulletin, a quarry company has been fined €1.2 million over the roadwork incident at Quigley's Point that claimed the lives of three members of the same family. A woman is in critical condition after a crash in South Donegal. A Donegal man living in County Meath has lost his home and most of his belongings in a house fire, and the PSNI have made a renewed appeal for information as part of investigations into the murder of Lyra McKee. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore has the latest in sport, August Duration, and Nooked Le Colin Ferreter. A quarry company has been fined €1.2 million over the roadworks incidents in Quigley's Point that claimed the lives of three members of the Mullen family. White Mountain Quarries Limited was fined at Letterkenny Circuit Criminal Court today after pleading guilty to breaches of health and safety legislation linked to the tragedy in August of 2020. With more, here's Cliona O'Dwyer.
Geraldine Mullen was the only survivor when the family's car left the road at roadworks on the R238 at Three Trees and entered Loch Foyle. Her husband John and their two children, 14-year-old Tomás and 6-year-old Amelia, died in the incident. The court heard there was a lack of appropriate temporary traffic management measures, including signage and traffic cones, to guide motorists safely through the works. The Health and Safety Authority says the case highlights the devastating consequences when road safety measures are not properly put in place.
A woman's in critical condition after a crash in County Donegal. Five others were also injured in the two-vehicle collision at Erin Roundabout in Ballyshannon, which happened at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Katie Gallagher reports.
The passenger of one of the cars, a woman in her 70s, is understood to be in a critical condition at Beaumont Hospital following this collision. Two other passengers in that car and the driver and two passengers in the second car were taken to Sligo University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A man in his 40s was arrested at the scene but has been released pending the analysis of a sample by the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information, particularly those who may have dashcam footage, to contact them.
The PSNI have made a renewed appeal for information as part of investigations in the murder of Lyra McKee. The 29-year-old journalist was shot dead while observing riots in Derry in April 2019. This follows three men being found not guilty of her murder earlier this month at Belfast Crown Court. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
The appeal is supported by the independent charity Crime Stoppers, which is offering a reward of up to £20,000 for information provided directly to the organisation that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. The PSNI says calls made to Crime Stoppers are not recorded. There is no caller line identification or 1471 facility, and computer IP addresses cannot be traced. Detective Chief Inspector Hazel Miller says officers are particularly keen to identify the gunman responsible for the killing. She's urged anyone with information to come forward, reiterating the anonymity guaranteed by Crime Stoppers.
A Donegal man living in County Meath has lost his home and most of his belongings in a house fire. Conall Quinn, who's originally from Inishowen, has been living in Ashbourne with his family. Their home was almost completely destroyed in a fire on Monday night. The property was uninsured, and a GoFundMe campaign's now been launched to help the family rebuild. The fundraiser's been organised by independent councillor Joe Boner, who's originally from Glenties. Councillor Boner says, remarkably, a Donegal jersey is one of the few items left untouched by the fire.
Been around the house, and it was obvious it was an inferno. So it was massive heat, and it cracked all the walls. It blew off the plaster of the walls and blew all the fittings and that off the walls with the heat. And there was one room that was untouched for some very peculiar reason. I don't know why, but that was all there. All the possessions, they've lost all the possessions, really. And there's nothing that can be salvaged.
And am I right in saying that one thing that did come out totally unharmed was a signed Donegal jersey?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Yesterday, Conall, when I was there, he said, Joe, you're not going to believe this. He took out a framed Donegal jersey, and it was still wrapped in cellophane, and it wasn't touched. It was untouched, and there wasn't even any smoke damage or anything like that, and so really, and it was his prized possession. So I suppose really that was the only thing really that survived without any damage. So it was so unbelievable. He bought it at an auction way back in one of the J Club, and so that's, you know, I suppose it's very strange that should survive.
A doctor with the emergency response charity Critical says there's a real risk of deaths on Irish Road over the August bank holiday weekend. That's unless drivers change their behaviour and take fewer risks. Dr. Jerry Lane says road traffic collisions accounted for more than half of all trauma callouts attended by Critical's volunteers during the first 6 months of 2026. In total, the charity's volunteers responded to 1,317 incidents during the first 6 months of the year, 109 of those in Donegal. Dr. Jerry Lane says while the number of deaths on the road is rightly highlighted, the injuries sustained in collisions can be catastrophic.
For every one fatality that we have on Ireland's roads, we have between 10 and 20 serious injuries that require hospitalisation. They don't grab the headlines and they're not seen by the general public. The people who see these injuries are the people who are afflicted themselves, who may be in hospital for days, weeks, months or years, and their immediate family, their parents, their loved ones, who have to care for them in the recuperation.
There are many contributory factors to collisions, but the two key words here to put into people's minds, I suppose, ahead of this bank holiday weekend are driver behaviour.
It's absolutely true. These collisions are not accidents. They're not the acts of God. They're the acts of human beings. We see things on the roads every day, increased risk-taking behaviours, especially at the holiday weekend, where the holiday mode has turned off our paranoid switch inside our brain. It has reduced our wariness and has reduced our anxiety on the road. But the delays that we're meeting as we're travelling to our destination make us more frustrated, make us feel under more pressure. We take more risks. Unless we change our behaviours on the road, there's a very good chance we're going to get to Tuesday morning with another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people dead on Ireland's roads. We could all drive a little bit better. Let's do that. Let's all be 10% better for the weekend. And let's get to Tuesday morning and have no road deaths in Ireland, no road deaths in Donegal. Let's have a really boring weekend.
An initial councillors raised concerns about incoming licences to allow shops to sell cigarettes and vaping products. From Sunday, shops to sell both items will pay €1,800 a year, facing a penalty of €4,000 or a six-month prison term if they do not obtain the licence and continue to sell the products. One business in Malinhead has taken the decision to stop selling the products as a result. Councillor Ali Farron says this will penalise local shops in rural Ireland and has the potential to result in the loss of businesses. The 100% redress representative rejects the idea that taxation and licensing is making smoking an unattractive product.
Well, in this area here, we have two small shops. And if one of them closes, or two of them closes, then you end up having to go to Cairndonna, maybe to the supermarket, or to Mallon to get your litre of milk, or that wee thing that you run out to the local shop for when your visitors come in a packet of buns, you know. So it's all part of keeping rural Ireland open, keeping the shops available for people who live in the area. But also these shops pay people to work in them, so it's a job that we could lose. So I'm not condoning smoking. I'm not saying it's, you know, everybody should be smoking, but for those that do smoke, they might only smoke 20 a day, or they might only smoke 10 a day, but they go to the local shop to get that packet of cigarettes, and I think it's important that we can allow the local shopkeeper to be able to sell them without an astronomical fee.
You mentioned that you're not condoning smoking or encouraging it at all, and the government would say that this is to make it as unattractive a product as possible so people stop smoking and don't pick up smoking as a habit. Do you think there would be a better way to discourage smoking for the population because of the health risks, but also balance that and keep the shops in a good state?
They're not making it unattractive for smoking at the moment. The person who smokes can get it in the big shop, so why can they not get it in the small shop? That's the issue. There's bars around here that have taken out their vending machines or have stopped selling as well, and I understand that, but the small local shop where you would traditionally expect to get the cigarette, the ice cream, the ham and the bacon, they're the kind of shops that, you know, it's not the big multinationals I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the small local shop.
Over 10,300 people were treated on trolleys or other inappropriate spaces in hospitals in the month of July. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says it's the first July on record to exceed 10,000. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Letterkenny University Hospital recorded the sixth highest figure in the state during July, with 615 admitted patients in the hospital without immediate access to a bed. Throughout the month, the HSC issued several statements urging people to consider alternative care options due to sustained pressure on LUH's emergency department. Sligo University Hospital ranked fourth in today's figures, with 800 patients treated in inappropriate settings over the course of July because beds weren't available. The INMO has warned the figures represent a significant red flag ahead of the winter period. The union also says members are feeling undervalued and underappreciated due to the lack of progress on a new public sector pay agreement.
ICWA has published reports following inspections at two nursing homes in Donegal. There were 29 residents at Archview Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny when it was inspected in February. Three non-compliances were recorded in the areas of governance and management, premises and infection control. The report contains a response from management detailing how the issues identified will be addressed. There were 45 residents at Aras Fixnivia in Lahey when it was inspected in April and was found to be fully compliant with every regulation. You can access both reports on our website, highlandradio.com. It's just coming up to 5:42 here on Highland. We'll have sport after these. It's almost a quarter to six here on Highland Radio. Chris Ashmore's at the sports desk.
Yes, thank you, Donna Marie. We start with soccer. Carlos Cordeiro has resigned from his position as senior advisor to FIFA president Gianni Infantino. The American said he cannot stand by in the wake of Infantino's proposal to sell stakes in the body's major tournaments. Cordeiro described it as a bad deal for football, with North America, Europe and Asia's governing bodies planning to reject the proposal. UEFA members are also open to boycotting the World Cup. Meanwhile, Chelsea have been fined £10 million for breaching rules on payments to agents between 2009 and 2022. Owners Todd Boehly and Clearlake Capital self-reported 74 breaches of FA laws after buying the club. Chelsea said £47 million of secret payments were made to unregistered agents and third parties. The club has also been given a suspended ban on registering new players for two transfer windows. And the football world continues to mourn following the death of AC Milan legend Franco Baresi, considered to be one of the greatest defenders of all time. He won six Serie A titles and three European Cups during his playing career at the San Siro. The former Italian captain also won the World Cup in 1982 before going on to lead his country in their home World Cup in 1990 and on their way to finishing runners-up in 1994. Here at home in the League of Ireland, First Division this evening, Finn Harps' new interim head coach Patrick McAleenney takes charge for the first time, and it could hardly be a tougher task as struggling Harps take on runaway league leaders Cork City at Finn Park. Cork pumped Harps 4-0 when they last met. Cork, however, have lost their last two league games. Former Harps captain Joe Boyle has been giving his thoughts ahead of this evening's match.
You're looking for that new bounce. You're hoping that the players get that new bounce that you get. You often hear about it. So it's really, really important for Patrick and the players this weekend. And there'll be a little bit of energy. You know, it was disappointing. But, you know, when you look at Cork, they've conceded a few goals over the last couple of games where they've been beaten. So you're hoping that Harps might have a little bit up front, that they can do that. And the arrival of Kieran Harkin coming in on the pitch will be a great boost for them in the middle of the field as well. Like, a man is coming with 250 games played in the League of Ireland. So a lot of things that has happened, a lot of disappointment. But again, you've got to go into Friday night and you'll be hoping that the fans will come out and support Patrick and the team.
Joe Boyle was speaking on last night's Score programme. And Dermot Doherty will have updates on Highland Radio this evening. Kick-off in Balbofay is 7:45. Elsewhere in the First Division, Athlone host UCD Brayer at home to Kerry. Cove take on Wexford and Treaty meet Longford. Two games on in the Premier Division. Bottom side Sligo Rovers travel to Dundalk, while Shamrock Rovers, who are 7 points clear at the top, they take on Drogheda United. And this evening also sees the start of the Scottish Premiership season with Rangers at Dundee United. In cricket, in the Northwest Senior Cup final at Beechgrove today, Coleraine won the toss and elected to bowl. New Buildings made a good start and finished on 278 for 8 in their innings. In reply, a short time ago, Coleraine were 26 for 1 off 7 overs. And in motorsport, today is the first full day of Rally Finland, the biggest and fastest WRC rally, and it runs right through to Sunday. After the concluding ninth stage this afternoon, Sébastien Ogier leads in a Toyota, ahead of Welshman Elfyn Evans by 16 seconds. Josh McAleen and Owen Tracy are sixth. Taka Kasuta and Tyrone's Aaron Johnston are seventh. In Commonwealth Games, Jude Gallagher of Tyrone is in the 60-kilo semi-final action this evening. He's already assured of a bronze medal. The Newton Stewart man is looking to become a two-way champion at the Games, having won gold at 57 kilos 4 years ago. Finally, in racing, it's been an afternoon of doubles for Donegal jockeys. It was certainly a case of glorious Goodwood living up to its name today for Dylan Brown McMonagall, who had a 15-1 double, firstly on the 11-4 favourite Defiantly in the Carl Goodwood handicap, and then on the 3-1 favourite Gallon, both for trainer Joseph Patrick O'Brien. That's 13 wins in the last 14 days for the Donegal jockey. Elsewhere, in Newcastle, Oisin Orr was victorious on the 9-2 Jamaican Storm for Bryan Smart and was back in the winner's enclosure after success on the 9-1 Coromento for Ray Craggs. He also had 2 seconds and a third. There's 8 races at the Galway Racing Festival this evening, and the first race has gone to post there. That is your Friday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. August and Nish and Nook, they call him Fairture.
Seymour Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Chalan the Prieve Skelty, Bronu Gradam, Nelly Boyle, and Sart Aurani, and Chano, Scarajin Bratna, Erin Lagiela, Fela, Wara, and Clahan Leich, and Ye, Jiri Lagarajin Corny Rieda, a Winston, Triu Urs, Eg Arctus Negeliga, Amina Sauna, Ahruinari, Agus Kaishi Blian, Mar Ambassador Aurani Octa, and Chanos, Eg Ardu Fasakta, and Tradition, Tawala, Agus Harlar, Lelin Nibliana Shoy Hart. Ta fela ur fogarta don jaru shartanya I jarman, kalura hart fela Evelyn Rua and jaru shartanya sha, lahimakti kultata iran klarama, I jar shulogi hroriha, session kyol agus lekti, fui heel Evelyn Rua agus nabali a huishi I vaim iran fobble, gaholus eg an krivin. Ta afig a geliga a lorig eg lor fuesti erin kondoli mon ebre, go part amshire, a karna geliga konkin, Go hen vanach agus ag genev mersu erne servishi a chorin an agriacht foil tri van na geliga te gaholus ag foros na geliga. Glach na cahed ti parch ag comortus agus imachti fla olu a fihi fias a she an geru shartin ya shai hart an fonche I gondi an dún vi taskur ag lajar on ir huskarti lajar ag genev onadiacta da coltish ag sula Kellura her fla all kyola heron and shartin shaw hogging a male first ye raktal her and curry lahar brewer kyola guscanani oct gail lin egan fla eg arkshire heartland kyol le gail lin le marcus omarahu kyoltor ogus krailtor ahanta ovel first ye ogus pejesh on fasta ark virina scanani octa o ark erin a curry lahar eg rayman o kiran Agus be beam eirat hawer gael lyn I gweig olu agus be an ochad sio ar siwl egan fla an triw la don da mi a lunasa. Sian mahoed se ili gulier slan agus banacht.
Thanks, Colm. A man's been injured in an aggravated burglary in Limavady in the early hours of this morning. Police are appealing for information. Ryan Brawley has more.
Police say that shortly after 3 a.m. they received reports that a man gained entry to a house in the Greystone Road area and demanded that the male occupant hand over his wallet. It was reported that he then kicked the occupant and struck his leg with a metal pole before grabbing his car keys and wallet and making off from the property. The suspect was described as being tall and of a heavy build, with his face covered and dressed in a green coat. The occupant sustained a leg injury as a result of the incident. The PSNI say their inquiries are ongoing and they're urging anyone who may have seen any suspicious activity in the area at that time or who has information about the incident to contact them.
The number of adults registered as homeless in Donegal has risen. New figures from the Department of Housing show 44 adults were recorded as homeless in the county at the end of June, up 4 on the previous month. Across the northwest, 171 adults were accessing emergency accommodation, representing a 6% increase in May. Meanwhile, the number of homeless families in the region fell by 1 to 34, while the number of children in emergency accommodation dropped by 2 to 68. Dublin remains one of the worst affected areas nationally. However, Conor Culkin, a communications officer with Focus Ireland, says it's important to note that it's not just a Dublin issue.
A high proportion of these people who are homeless is in Dublin, but that is not to say that homelessness is just a Dublin issue. We are seeing it right across the board in Cork, in Galway, in other urban areas, but also in counties right across the country. So it is very much a national crisis.
Looking now to the weather forecast, a bright evening with sunny spells and scattered showers and a mostly moderate westerly wind. It'll be mostly dry tonight with some clear spells and just isolated showers, and it will become cloudier in the later in the night. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees and a light west to southwesterly breeze. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A quarry company has been fined €1.2 million over the roadworks incidents in Quigley Point that claimed the lives of three members of the Mullen family. White Mountain Quarries Limited was fined at Letterkenny Circuit Criminal Court today after pleading guilty to breaches of health and safety legislation linked to the tragedy in August 2020. A woman's in critical condition after a crash in South Donegal. Five others were also injured when the two-vehicle collision at Erin Roundabout in Ballyshannon, which happened at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night. A Donegal man living in County Meath has lost his home and most of his belongings in a house fire. Conal Quinn, who's originally from Inishowen, has been living in Ashburn with his family. His home was almost completely destroyed in a fire on Monday night. The property was uninsured and a GoFundMe campaign's now been launched to help the family rebuild. And PSNI have made a renewed appeal for information as part of investigations in the murder of Lyra McKee. The 29-year-old journalist was shot dead while observing riots in Derry in April 2019. This follows three men being found not guilty of her murder earlier this month in Belfast Crown Court. That's all for now. Back with more at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, July 31st. The death has taken place of John Duncan, 18 Churchview, Strabane, reposing at his home tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Monday at 25 past 10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass will be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Dom McDevitt, Annagree. His remains will repose at McGlynn's Funeral Home, Dunloe, until 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8 p.m, followed by removal to his home, house strictly private, from 10 o'clock. Wake tomorrow from 10 a.m, with rosary at 8 o'clock, house private from 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11 o'clock in Annagree, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations, if so desired, to Donegal Hospice. The death has occurred of Owen McGuinness, Mallon Road, Carndonagh. Owen's remains will repose at his home tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Reverend Canon Stanley Johnson, Rainbow's End, Carrick McCafferty, Derry Beg. No wake, house private, please. Funeral service will take place at St John's Church, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 4:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the ME Association, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director.
The death has taken place of Mary Sweeney, née Boyce, Sheephaven College Farm Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Carrigart, reposing at the family home, College Farm Road, until Rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Eunan's Cathedral, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Charlie Danny Gallagher, Ballindrate Bunbeg, reposing at his daughter Noreen's house in Crockfalla. House private to family and friends only, please. Charlie's funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St. Columbkill's Church, Crockfalla. Burial afterwards in Mahragalm Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page, and on the church webcam via MCN Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Dunloe Community Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.